The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of earthly things. But the one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever does accept his testimony certifies that God is trustworthy. For the one whom God sent speaks the words of God. He does not ration his gift of the Spirit. The Father loves the Son and has given everything over to him. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, what is a ration? It is a fixed allowance. It's a limited portion that is given to each one of us. Or in the army, you know, everyone gets a ration of food. What does St. John say about the Holy Spirit? Our Lord Jesus Christ does not ration his gift of the Spirit. There is no limit to the degree to which we can receive the Holy Spirit. He wants to give himself to us in abundance so long as we are open to him. And how do we receive the Holy Spirit? As we hear in the Acts of the Apostles today, the Holy Spirit is given to those who obey him. When we obey the Holy Spirit, he gives himself to us. The more obedient we are, the more we receive him. There's this beautiful little story from the diary of St. Faustina. She says that one day, she is exhausted. She's feeling a little sick. So she gets all her work done, all her prayers said before night prayer, so that she can retire immediately afterwards. So night prayer's over. She doesn't even kneel down to say a final prayer. She just leaves the chapel, go to her cell. And as she's walking back to her cell, she has this strong sense that she's supposed to go visit one of her sisters who is in need of her help. She thinks, gosh, that's strange. It's after night prayer. It's grand silence. But she is obedient to this inner inspiration. She goes to the cell of her sister. And she finds her sister there in bed. And her sister says, in a very low voice that she could hardly hear, "Oh, sister, how good it is that God sent you. I am suffering terribly. Would you bring me a little cup of tea to quench my thirst? My body is in so much pain that I can't even move." She goes and gives this sister a cup of tea, brings it back. She discovers that her sister's almost delirious from fever. She gives her the tea and returns to her own cell. When she gets back to her cell, her soul is penetrated with this immense love for God, filled with the Holy Spirit. And she realizes how important it is that we pay great attention to all inner inspirations and follow them faithfully. Faithfulness to one grace attracts others. St. Francis de Sales said this, "When we profit from an inspiration from the Lord, he sends another. And thus our Lord continues his graces as long as we continue to profit from them." Obedience to the Holy Spirit begins with obedience to the church. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth." How else are we obedient to the Holy Spirit? When we are obedient to the authorities over us, to our superiors, to government officials, so long as the laws that they are creating are just, an employee to an employer, a priest to his bishop, and so forth, a child to his parents. And then the way that the Holy Spirit speaks to each one of us individually in the depths of our hearts. But sometimes those inspirations need to be laid before a priest or a spiritual director to confirm that they truly are the voice of the Holy Spirit operating in our lives. And obedience necessitates humility. I am humble enough to listen to those above me, first and foremost to God Himself. May we ask for an increase in the gift of humility so that we might obey as we receive our Lord, who is all humble.